prophet. He chose a young guy to lead the army, remember? And everybody said, oh, that young kid should be an old man and blah, blah, blah. Do you remember the conversation that he's the prophet, he's the leader, but you have to approve his choices without knowing why and how? Let's go back to that story. Who is the guilty party tonight? Peter.
Explaining the cause of the eloquence and loquacity of that impertinent man in the presence of the prophet, on whom be peace. When the ray of the prophet's boundless intoxication struck that stupid fellow, also became drunken and merry. Of course, in consequence of glee, he became loquacious. The intoxicated man neglected respect and began to rave. Not on every occasion does selflessness work mischief. Wine makes the unmannerly person more so. If he be intelligent, he becomes decorous, and if he be evil-natured, he becomes worse. But since the majority are evil and reprobate, wine has been forbidden to all.
What was it? First of all, we switched a little bit from joy and joyfulness to being drunk. Because that's what it is. What is the joy? Joyfulness is like drunkenness. You go a little bit further, you exaggerate a little bit and stuff like that. Here, there's a, because this prophet is here and he's drunk, somehow his drinking attitude will go a little bit in the people around him. This young fellow was like that. So he will explain to you that he gets like that not because he's really bad. This is what happens when you get closer to a higher level. So in this stuff, normally you become impolite and you do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Is it always bad? No. But normally, because majority, before understanding it, will exaggerate that joy and stuff, so it's forbidden for all of us. Means you should be exceptional to be permitted to get in that state of emotion that you let go of yourself. Somehow we let you know that, okay, now I'm talking about this guy who is talking, he's not good, he's not that polite, but he's not bad. Don't go there to label everything good or bad, black or white like that. Wait a minute. Yes, because the majority will get drunk and we'll go and we'll exaggerate, so it's forbidden. Yes?
How the prophet, on whom be peace, explained the cause of his preferring and choosing the man of Hodiah as commander-in-chief of the army over the heads of the elders and veterans. Cases are decided by the general rule. Since the majority are evil, the sword was taken away from the hand of the highwayman.
That translation was very complicated and it's almost impossible to translate. First of all, he will say, hukm means the order. When we're talking about some order, this order, we say, this order is for majority. Because that's how we could put the rules. Rules are for majority. The exception is always there. The rule is for majority. Means what? Means that when we put some rules, we will take the arms from the thief. How? We forbid it for everyone. Then there are these soldiers, we give them a special permission. somewhere else, we give some permission. That way we control it. At the beginning we say, no weapon for the people. Because what do you mean the people? You are not fighting, you are not soldiers. That way. We said, this is it. The order is for majority, because the majority are bad. Okay? Therefore, we take the arm from the hand of the bandit. Yes?
The Prophet said, O thou who lookest on externals, do not regard him as a youth and unskilled. Oh, there is many a black beard and the man old. Oh, there is many a white beard with a heart as pitch. Often have I tested his understanding. That youth has shown age in affairs. O son, the old is the old in understanding. 'Tis not whiteness of the hair in the beard and on the head.
Yeah. Okay, this is the explanation. That the Prophet is giving the information. You say, first of all, how do you know that he is young or old? What do you mean by that? Have you tested this fellow? No, I did. I have seen this fellow in youth doing the good work of the elderly people. So what's your standard about that? How do you judge? The whiteness of the hair? You're really silly. Wait a couple of 100 years, 800 years, something like that. Nobody has the natural hair. They will go and do it. In the time of Rumi they didn't, but now everybody's doing it. So, what are you talking about? This is not what we call peer. The fellow we call peer means old, means what? It doesn't mean even aged. It means something which is almost complete. This is what peer is. And we explained it. Do you remember? Rumi explained it. Rumi said, first of all, somebody will react to you is not your peer. Peer is like a mirror. He doesn't have a personal attention towards you. He sees everything as it is and normally is simple. Because this is making everything complicated and counting of competing and blah blah all of that. When we say peer, we don't mean age fellow. We mean a grown-up brain. That's how we call it. For us, the peer is peer of aql, of logic. It has nothing to do with the white hair in the beard or the hairs. First of all, you should understand this. Yes?
How should he be older than Iblis? When he lacks understanding, he is good for naught. Suppose he is a child. When he hath the breath of Jesus, is purged of vain glory and vain desire.
Okay. Any honest fellow, tell me, what did you hear? I believe it's a little bit, it needs a special attention. He said, listen, nobody is older than Satan. And Satan is stupid. He's not peer. Remember Satan, which is the essence of logic, right? That's what we say. Now, when we talk about this peer, means the elevated fellow, we're not talking about that Satan. That Satan knows nothing, zilch. Means knowledge, and degrees in knowledge is not what we are talking about here. Yes?
That whiteness of hair is a proof of maturity to the bandaged eye that hath little penetration. Since the, Since the blind imitator recognizes nothing but proof, he continually seeks the way in the sign. For his sake, we have said, when you wish to plan, choose an elder. He who has escaped from the purdah of blind imitation sees by the light of God that which is. Without proof and without exposition, the pure light cleaves its skin and enters into the middle.
Okay. This is what I wanted to present here, which has nothing to do with that logic and the knowledge and stuff like that. He says, look at the fellow that I would say, Peter. First of all, he doesn't imitate anyone. Yes. After that step of imitation. And the knowledge will come naturally and newly out of him. This is what I'm talking, the exceptional fellow. This is what we say, peer. Because they are like this. Listen carefully, yes.
The one who regards the appearance, what is the adulterated and genuine coin? How should he know what is in the date basket? Oh, there is much gold made black with smoke, that it may be saved from the hands of every envious thief.
And have you ever thought about this? I experienced it during the revolution time in Iran, because I have the friends of the goldsmith and stuff like that, and it was the time of doing this, taking everything out. They said, okay, if you could keep a little bit of that. And I had everybody would come to my house in one of these flower pots I have. There is a piece of junk, this rotten stuff is there. That was 5 kilo pure gold. Just like that. And everybody would do like this. What is this? Because you could even throw it. What's the matter? Says, he brings it as a good example here. And we say, let's talk about that show off. Everybody around you is trying to show off, right? Everybody is looking at the mirror and trying to look better. And all of that. Says, do you think everybody will do that? There are some people that they have to hide, because if not, they cannot live. So, very simple for them. They make the face a little bit black, and that's it. Because what? Let's go back from the beginning of this story. Do you remember what was the objection of the prophet? He said, do you know this guy really inside him? That you would say he's too young. You don't know. I see some maturity in this fellow, which is visible for the mature people only. For the normal people, it's not. This is why I'm insisting for you to be careful. Yes?
Oh, there is much copper gilded with gold, that he may sell it to small understanding. We who see the inward of the whole world see the heart and look not on the outward form.
This is the stuff that we should understand. Listen, there are exceptional people. The prophet is talking. Prophet normally wouldn't say we. We look further. We don't look at this superficial part of it. There are different judges here. There are people who judge correctly. Yes?
The Kabi, who are concerned with the outward form, give judgment according to outward appearances. When he has uttered the profession of the faith and has shown some true belief, at once these people pronounce him a true believer. There is many a hypocrite who has taken refuge in this outward form, and has shed the blood of 100 true believers in secret.
Ah.